You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Oh, I'm so excited. He'll be here on Saturday night.
We love.
So is he coming on the show tomorrow? Or
love
what?
Michael Franti.
If he's in town, I'm going to do everything I can to get him on the show.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I don't know where they're going to be tomorrow.
I would love to have him in here. You know how like you meet somebody every once in a while, and Uncle Bully that they did the documentary with down in Hawaii after the fires was one of those people that when he walks in and when Michael Franti walk in, there is just this light about him. Mm-hmm. That there's no other way to describe it, but there is a light. You are drawn to their
positivity.
It's an aura. It's it's hard to explain. Part of it is his positivity, but part of it is just this light. I don't know. You know those people when you meet them, and I don't know any other way to say it.
You use the word aura.
Yes.
I love that word. Energy.
Absolute
energy. There's an energy that comes off of him. If you've never seen Michael Franti, he'll be at Grinders on Saturday night. It is fun music. It is positive music.
Take the family.
Oh, it is safe. Unless he plays the one song, This World Is So Blanked Up. But he hasn't played that song in concert in many years.
As I talk about his positivity and light, he doesn't wear shoes. He just walked in.
He started wearing them at Grinders, and here's why.
Injury.
At Grinders, it's an outdoor venue.
Yeah.
And the floor out at Grinders, where the audience stands, is covered in mulch. Well, one year, and this was probably, I went with Wink and his gal friend at the time, and Franti did not wear shoes at that show, and he always walks into the audience and sings a couple of songs in the audience. He walked all over that mulch without his shoes on.
Yeah.
And he told me later, he said, I will never, ever come to this venue and not wear shoes again.
And not just because there are sharp pieces and this and that. It's hot. It retains the heat.
Yeah. And he always comes. He only tours in the summer.
Yeah.
Only tours in the summer.
All right, let's talk about the heat, which is firing up the thunderstorms at 3:15. We're going to have Brian on.
Yep.
I just saw this on Facebook. Here we go again. Nick Bender over at KNBC writes, and I quote, the probability of excessive rainfall leading to flash flooding has increased along a corridor beginning near Lawrence and extending eastward across Kansas City all the way to Chillicothe, Scott. Scattered thunderstorms are anticipated to develop this evening with frequent rounds of subsequent downpours and thunderstorms overnight into early Friday morning. They are emphasizing that flash flooding isn't going to be everywhere, but I said earlier this week, Scott, we have to do a better job in our industry of warning people about the dangers of flash flooding, just during the rain event, but 7 or 8 days later when it rains again. And that's when we saw that woman lose her life at 151st and Nall. Well,
and
after what, 2 inches of rain?
And we'll get with Brian here in just a minute. When I called him this morning, I said, hey, what are you forecasting? And he said, I haven't looked at the models yet, but as of last night, I was forecasting 1 to 3 inches of rain. And I said, well, that's not so bad. He goes, oh, no. The ground is saturated. It's going to flash flood if we get 3 inches of rain. And he said, the ground cannot absorb any more water. It's just completely saturated. And then I said, well, if it's only going to be like, an inch or two, maybe we don't have you on the air. I said, but if you get a chance to look at some of the models and you think it's going to be worse, just let me know and we'll put you on the air. All he said earlier in a text was, I'll see you at 3:15.
Yeah.
So that tells me that they've revised the models and it's not looking so great. We were talking about Michael Franti just a moment ago. Now Justin Timberlake, headline from the New York Post, can't stop the backlash. Justin Timberlake is facing criticism online for his performance at the Electric Castle Festival in Romania last week.
Mm.
A fan in the audience took a video of Timberlake, who is now 44, barely singing the words to his 2016 smash hit, Can't Stop the Feeling.
Not only was he barely singing the words for a majority of the song, he didn't even have the mic to his mouth.
The Grammy winner pulled up the hood of his jacket as it started raining while he was on stage. Then he gestures to the crowd to sing the majority of the verses of the song. At the end of the clip, Timberlake walked towards his band and told the audience, "Sing, come on!" In another video, he says, "I'm trying to stay warm. Is the rain always like this in the summer?" People on TikTok captioned the video of the audience singing and not Justin Timberlake, the audience featuring Justin Timberlake. Another wrote, "I want a refund, and I didn't even go." So, and somebody else writes, "So I basically paid for a ticket to listen to myself."
This is going to ruin the tour.
It is going to ruin the tour.
What tour?
What tour?
The tour.
The world tour.
The world tour. Don't ever forget that that happened. That the police officer who pulled over Justin Timberlake and looked at his driver's license had no idea who Justin Timberlake was.
This is going to ruin the tour.
What tour?
The world tour. A new entertainment venue is coming to Children's Mercy Park in KCK. Children's Mercy Park is working with sports architecture firm Populous on a project that will bring live entertainment to the soccer stadium. It is the same firm that that designed the stadium. The project will include renovating 11 acres of the stadium's ticket entry areas and building a stage and screen for live events and entertainment, according to the Kansas City Business Journal. Representatives for the project also requested a special use permit to host these live events. So I'm assuming this is outside the stadium in that pavilion.
The west side where it's all concrete.
That would be the west side. Yeah, the west side where it's all the big pavilion area outside.
I love the idea. I've been to multiple shows there, though, in the stadium.
Right. What's your point?
So are they just trying to avoid putting up a stage and chairs on the grass?
Well, I mean, during the season, unless you've got another 2 weeks after said live concert, you're going to destroy that field.
Okay.
You know what tomorrow is? It's a big day. Circle it on your calendar.
Tomorrow's the 25th of July.
Is Happy Gilmore 2 the most hotly anticipated golf movie sequel of all time?
Has there ever been another golf sequel?
From Golf Magazine. Pardon the hyperbole, but for many millennials, the original Happy Gilmore was as formative a film as Caddyshack was for boomers and Gen X. First released in 1996, Happy Gilmore, of course, starred Adam Sandler. The movie was one of his first hits. It was released just 1 year after Billy Madison. Remember that one? Now the original fans are all grown up. Sandler is one of Hollywood's biggest stars, and everyone is trying to figure out where they can watch this. You know, they roped in all kinds of PGA mega superstars to have cameos in this film. They were all clamoring.
Isn't Travis Kelce in it, too?
I think Kelce has a cameo. I think Scheffler's in it. You name the big player, Ricky Fowler. They're all in it. Let's see. The original. Details on the plot are so far limited. Does it matter?
What do you mean? We know the plot. It's going to be the first one.
Several core characters will remade. Be back. Yeah. It debuts on Netflix tomorrow night.
Is it not going to be in theaters?
It is net. I think it's Netflix only.
No way.
I do.
Happy Gilmore 2.
Oh, I cannot wait. I know what I'm doing tomorrow night.
Press is wrong, bitch.
The price is wrong.
There's a trailer.
Sadly, Bob Barker will not be making a cameo.
Really? Why would that be, Dana? Is it because he's dead?
Rest in peace.
You're right. It's only on Netflix. Okay.
Several core characters will be back. Ben Stiller. What's McDonald's first name?
Christopher McDonald.
Yep. John Daly.
Is Julie Bowen in it again?
Julie Bowen, Rory McIlroy, Scottie Scheffler, Bryson DeChambeau, Brooks Koepka, Justin Thomas, and Will Zalatoris.
I got to be honest. The boycott may be over.
It's going to be so funny, Sam.
It's only on Netflix.
You can just come over to our house.
You could come over to our house and watch it.
Okay.
That's going to be a fun Friday night.
I wouldn't go to her house. Things go in and they don't come out
all
alive.
Right, we will talk about that later. I have live things. I have dead things.
No, you had something come into your house that was alive and then it left dead.
It happens.
It left dead. Brian Busby joins us in just a moment. Channel 9 Chief Meteorologist here on KMBZ. It's already started raining just a little bit out here at the radio station. And there is much more rain coming later on tonight. Joining us on the KMZ Hotline is Channel 9 Chief Meteorologist Brian Busby. Brian, good afternoon. Hello.
Good afternoon. How is everybody doing?
Well, we're dry at the moment.
Okay, but my goodness, we have just been, here we go again, right?
There's a possibility of it. Yeah, unfortunate, but true. There is a chance of flooding and flash flooding at that. The difference being when you get a lot and the ground can't take any more, you're going to get rising water quickly. And unfortunately, we saw the fatality earlier this week and also some of the rescues otherwise. So it's not going to take much to get us over the brink in some areas. So let me say that not everybody listening to us right now is going to have to deal with this. Obviously, the usual suspects would be the first to go. Anything near a body of water would be the second. And then again, just also depends on urban flooding, depending on how much debris goes into the sewers that could still cause some backups on roads and eventually in other areas too.
How much rain are you anticipating tonight, Brian?
Well, it depends, you know, and I tell people I'm a bookie. The meteorologist looks at four or five different models at least. And, you know, if you're talking about horses, some horses run better when a muddy track is involved. Some run better when it's hot. So it's up to me to figure out which model probably has the best solution. There's always one outlier. One model is going for up to 7 inches of rain. Now, is that going to be universal? No. Is it going to be in spots? Yes. Where those spots are going to be, nobody knows. I'm still thinking some areas will probably see at least 3 inches of rain. So I'm more confident going 3 as the max, possibly 4. I'm not prepared at this point to go for 7 inches. By the same token, looking at some of the other runs from the models earlier, there was one that was going for 8 inches, and I was like, oh, that's not going to happen. We ended up with 10 inches out toward Lake Quivira. So it's really tough to say. It could vary from 2 blocks either side of where you are.
Can you explain a little bit, Brian, how I feel like it had been a long time in this town where 1 full week later after a flooding event, we started seeing deaths after 2 inches of rain and people were caught off guard. We were caught off guard because the water had receded. Like the water was gone and we started hearing there were people being rescued and there was this awful drowning in Overland Park. How is that possible?
It just depends also on, I guess, the last time we had a lot of rain like that that you would talk about where it was a week and then all of a sudden another week of flooding would be back to the floods of 93. Yeah. The city has changed since 93. Just think of all the things that have grown up, all the development that we've done, not only in the city, but in the suburbs. I mean, back then, P&L didn't exist. Zona Rosa, I don't think, existed. So those are just two examples of how we've replaced farmland and grass with asphalt and concrete all across the area. So we're comparing apples to oranges in that, yeah, you're right. Looking at the meteorology, it should go right back into the ground and not be a problem. But when you're looking at how things have evolved in and around the entire area, not just the city, but the entire listening area, there's been a lot of development, which is robbing Mother Nature of being able to absorb most of the rain and having it run off.
I'm not necessarily complaining about the heat because I hate winter much more than I dislike the heat in the summer. How long until we get a little bit of a break from this heat?
We'll get a break, actually, at least for a day or so, but then heading into the weekend, we're back into the heat index being over 100 to 105. But it does look like the ridge breaks down by next Thursday and Friday with our highs being back into the 80s and feeling a little bit below normal. You know, I'm from Cleveland originally, and I'm much more cold tolerant because you can always put on a heavier piece of clothing. In the summer, you can only take off so much legally, and they tell you to put that back on, please, sir. I don't need to see that.
Very good. Very good. All right. We love you, man. Be good.
Love you guys, too. Stay safe.
All right. You too. That's Channel 9 Chief Meteorologist Brian Busby. Story here from NBC News. The risk that alcohol poses to women's health has mounted over the last 2 decades as they have begun to drink more frequently and in larger quantities.
It's not more dangerous per se just because it's alcohol. It's more dangerous because we're all drinking more of it.
Alcohol-related deaths among women more than doubled from 1999 to 2020. And deaths from alcohol-related hepatitis, a disease resulting in severe liver inflammation, nearly tripled among women over the same period.
You know what's interesting about that time parameter you just talked about, Scott? It ends at 2020. it only went higher
because of COVID
after 2020 and the lockdown.
Oh, everyone started drinking more in 2020.
Tell me about it.
They had nothing else to do.
Women are more susceptible than men to alcohol-related liver disease. I did not know that. For several reasons. For one, their bodies tend to have less water weight and a higher percentage of body fat. That combination increases the concentration of alcohol in the blood, which the liver then has to process. Compared with men, women also naturally have lower levels of an enzyme called alcohol dehydrogenase, which helps the body metabolize alcohol.
That common again, spelling.
Listen, I did the best I could.
You did good. I'm proud of you.
Very good.
Thanks. Yes. Yeah. What are you picking at?
My chin hair.
No.
I thought you got a razor for that.
I did.
A shaver.
I did not have anything to drink last night. I'm pretty sure.
Okay, we're in the truth zone
okay,
here.
Okay, hold on. Did you hear her follow-up
I'm trying to
line?
Remember what I did last night. Nope, I lied. I did. I did.
She's the weak.
I did.
Wait, no. Stop.
I did not have anything to drink at home last night. But I did wow. have a glass of wine at dinner. I do not drink every single night, but
Dana, we're in the truth zone here.
Most nights.
When was the last night you went without a drink? Tell the truth.
Oh, I'd have to look at the calendar. We enjoy
by year or by month.
We enjoy a drink after dinner when we're watching the Royals game. I pour a glass of wine.
Okay, that's fine.
Not every night, but you know, like not Sunday night.
We're not being judgy here, but honesty is important.
Yeah, we try to tell the truth on this show.
But I don't think one a night is bad.
Okay, that's fine.
A doctor would probably disagree.
Well, why did you point out that Sunday night you didn't have a drink
because
celebrating
it's that
the Lord?
Sunday scaries and the Monday's the next day and you've got all this stuff to do on Monday, so we usually go to bed early.
And don't have a drink? Did you have a drink on Sunday night?
Probably.
What about Sunday afternoon?
No.
I mean, if we're breaking up the day parts.
No, day drinking wipes me out.
You're not a day drinker.
No, I cannot. I just want to sleep all day. It's not good.
Okay.
But at night,
Need me to take you to meet some of my friends?
No, I do not. I really didn't think I did last night. I was like, oh, yeah, we did. I went to dinner.
Did you hear what you said?
What did I say?
You know, I didn't have a drink last night. I don't think. Oh, wait. Yeah, I did.
Very quick birthday dinner for one of my dear friends and met them out there.
But were you only bringing that up because of the story that I just read?
Yeah.
Okay.
I was like, I didn't have one last night. Oh, yeah, I did. But it's not every night.
From the text line, I'm celibate when I'm not hooking up.
I didn't have a drink last night either.
Oh, I know you didn't. And I'm glad for you.
But you did. Okay.
I should be drinking. I've got dead animals in my house.
Oh, we're going to get to that right after the animals. Bottom of the hour. We're going to talk about that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Dana, it's dawned on me that if I were an animal,
mm-hmm.
I wouldn't come within 1,000 yards of you.
I know.
Because chances are I'm going to end up dead.
They don't always fare super well.
The Royals are off today. Is that true? I didn't think that was true.
Oh,
I think
hope
they're
not.
Back at it tomorrow.
Are they?
I have Royals depression when they're not playing. I really do.
Yes, tomorrow against the Guardians at 7:10.
Okay, but they were home yesterday. Was that a makeup, or were they still in Chicago?
No, they were still in Chicago. I think
I'm confused.
You're confusing me.
Yeah.
Not hard.
They played the Cubs yesterday.
Okay.
They did, and it was during the day. And do you know how I know that? Because when I got home, it was on TV. And I was cheering. And Johnny goes, it's already over, babe. And I go, what do you mean? And he goes, this was a day game. We were watching at night.
It started at 1:10.
The sun was bright in the sky. And I'm like, oh, okay. Spoiler alert.
You have a serious problem with watching sports that already happened. Just like they're live.
I just get so excited.
Okay. 913-586-7798 here on Dana and Parks. So what is the breaking news, Sam? There's a worker trapped in what?
This was just reported in the last 5 minutes in KCK at 18th and Metropolitan. They believe a worker fell in a trench and is trapped. KCKFD fire crews are on scene trying to assist. That is all of the detail we have right now.
Okay. All right. Don't forget, tomorrow at 5 o'clock, it is Festivus Friday, the airing of the grievances, and that is brought to you by Q39. And let's talk about your little in-home zoo.
So I came home today and...
or should we call it a kill shelter?
Sweet Bob or Marge had been deposited on a rug inside of the home. You know, we have cats, and one of them... And this is true cat behavior. If you look this up, Scott, when they happen to catch a mouse or a bird, they think that is so exciting.
It's a point of pride.
It is. They will bring it to you and lay it at your feet. And anyone with cats knows this. They are excited. Like, I've done something good. Nope. I've done something good. Huh. I killed the bad thing. Here it is.
My dog does the same thing with baby bunnies.
Just walking right on by. And I look in the bedroom and I go, oh my gosh. Like, because there was something balled up on the carpet. I was on the rug. And I looked. I just went, oh my gosh. Because it was...
Now that was a Persian rug. Was that the Persian rug?
It's a different rug, but okay. I do not believe the bird was.
So now this one's going to smell like death too.
With us any longer.
You should take it out and power wash it.
Yeah. So that was that. And then as I went back for my keys, because I forgot my keys today, you guys know when your washer and dryer in the basement, like something is just off or the load has shifted and it makes that uniquely weird something's wrong with the washer and dryer noise. I heard that on my way out the door. I turned and I went down the stairs, and it kept getting louder and louder and louder.
Do you think that's because you were getting closer and closer and closer?
And I realized it was not the washer and the dryer. I believe we have something in the chimney alive currently trying to get out.
What?
It's either bats or I don't know what it is. It is a very loud... Well, I've got video of it. It's very, very loud. And I think somebody has probably gone in there and made a little nest for their family, and now they can't get out. That's what I think is going on.
Tell me more about how much you love your 120-year-old house.
So loud. Listen how loud this is.
Oh. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my God, what is that?
See?
Those are bats!
I don't know what it is. We are on it. We're going to get them out. I don't know how. Humanely.
Okay. Not if they're bats.
So what's the plan?
My plan is to not be there whenever what goes down goes down.
No, you got to smoke them out.
That's what he said. There he goes, we're going to smoke them out. And I go, no, not if those are bait. I don't know what animal it is.
Those are bats.
You think so?
Sam?
That doesn't sound like birds.
I don't know what it is.
Let me get you some bat sound.
And by the way, you can't run bats out, can you?
No, I think they're protected, aren't they?
Yep.
No, if they're in your house.
We've talked about it before.
Was that raccoons?
Birds. I don't think it's bats. I think it's birds. And so I said, why don't we just let the babies get strong enough to get out of the nest and leave the nest? Bye-bye.
You got flying mammals in your house, Dana.
You go do you, and then we'll cap. It needs a cap. Clearly, that chimney needs a cap on it, which we will do.
Okay, here is, as soon as the commercial's over.
Yep, let me hear it.
This is the sound of bats screeching.
Yep.
Okay, and that's what that sounds like, right?
Okay, let me hear it.
Would you agree?
Yep.
Okay. Now get your phone back out.
Yeah, that's not a no.
All right, push pause.
It definitely is a... Phones are ringing. If you know what that is, please tell me. There it is.
Oh, my God.
It could also be a nest of baby birds.
It's almost like a cicada.
Look at the face
close of a bat.
Okay,
I don't need to look at the face of a bat. I'll tell you this. I look up and one of those things is flying around in the house. I'm out.
Bats are protected and do require a list of regulations when it comes to removal.
Dan Weinbaum just said those sound like cicadas. Those are not cicadas.
What are they, 8 feet tall?
A friend of mine just texted, wait a minute, please clarify, are we not allowed to get rid of bats if they are inside our homes?
I'm looking it up. Bat protected species. If you're stuck with those bats, classic.
Classic. It's all right.
Sam, we'll take a call or two on this one.
At least it's not a broken washer and dryer, right?
All right, so many bat species are protected under various laws due to declining populations.
How am I supposed to know what species it is?
Primarily from white nose syndrome. The northern long-eared bat, for example, was classified as endangered. While not all bats are federally protected, many state laws offer additional protections, especially for endangered and threatened species. It is illegal to harm or even harass bats. Or disturb their roosts.
Specifically during maternity season, which runs from April 16th to August 14th.
Oh my gosh.
Only in July.
Sit tight.
I feel like baby birds are a spring thing, not an August thing.
John in Overland Park. Hello.
Hi, John.
Hey, so that noise is what's known as chimney swifts. They make a teacup nest inside the chimney down right above where your damper is.
Yep.
And they fly. The mom can fly vertical up. She does not sit on the nest because she's too heavy. If she sits on the nest, they all fall down.
What kind of animal, you work for Critter Control. What kind of animal do you hear in what Dana played?
That animal there that I heard in the voice is a chimney swift.
That's a bird.
And then, John, how long before they reach maturation and fly out of my chimney?
By end of August, you should be completely bird free.
By the end of August? Well, John, I'm not a big, like, huge, crazy PETA person, but I'm not going to smoke out babies from there. I can't. My heart will not allow that to happen.
You're not going to get it hot enough. For one, they're federally protected. Oh. That one is. The other thing that I'm going to correct you on is brown bats. They are not protected in the state of Kansas. We have two different species of brown bats. We have the little brown bat and the big brown bat. The only way to identify the differences, major differences, is their wing structures. Neither one of them are protected in the state of Kansas. However, you are correct. We are about 2 weeks out before we can start putting up one-way doors to allow bats to exit the establishment, because we want to make sure that those babies are grown up enough to fly out.
Because we need bats, John. The world needs bats.
No, these are birds.
Critter Control does not capture bats.
Nope.
If there's a bat in your house, it can be removed. I recommend having it sent to wherever it is that they test for them, to make sure that they're not rabid if it's inside your living space. You don't always know a bat, a bite from a bat or a scratch from a bat.
I was going to ask, is that true, John? They can bite you and you don't know it.
It's about like a mosquito bite. How many times do you wake up and you're like, where'd that bite come from?
Oh, wow.
Yep.
A bat bite feels like a mosquito bite?
It's about the same as a mosquito bite. Yep.
Wow. That's crazy. Yep. Why would a bat bite you?
Mistaken identity. So if they feel threatened or if you are tormenting them, it's that fight or flight syndrome.
Sure.
So they're going to flight. If they can, they're going to stand their ground. And that's how you get.
John, what's the weirdest thing you've ever pulled out of someone's house?
The husband.
I get that a lot. Yeah, no, I've seen a lot of things. They're pretty much standard. You know, the snakes, all that stuff, skunks, you know, there's not a whole lot of, too crazy around here.
Not a mountain lion or
one time, but yet, you know, we're a for-profit company. They didn't want to pay the fees for the alligator that was roaming around the KCK area a few years ago.
An alligator?
Uh-huh.
Wow.
Clearly it was a pet that got too
alligator.
Big.
It wasn't anything. It wasn't like the Florida 8-foot alligators. It was, you know, under 2 feet. So it wasn't nothing.
And is it true, John, that bats can do so much damage to your house with their is it guano? What is it that
it's
is
poop.
Yeah,
bad for?
Yeah, guano is the technical term for the bat droppings. And a lot of excess droppings, it can. Most of the houses that we come around here, that we see around here in Johnson County, is you're not going to have that problem.
So just to be clear, John, she is not allowed to remove these birds until they remove themselves at the end of August?
Got it.
Correct.
Okay, well, I'm a rule follower, John. I'm just going to live with them in peace and harmony.
And then Dana, you're gonna reach out to me after the birds leave, and I'll come out and I'll put a chimney cap over your over your chimney so that way you don't have this repeat next year. Because they are territorial. They will come back.
Okay, John.
Well, they will come back.
I'm going to take your number down, and we're going to do that. I appreciate it.
I appreciate you. Thank you, guys.
All right, buddy. Be well. Take care. It says here.
Oh, this is rich.
Federally protected.
Chimney swifts are federally protected birds. They are protected under the Migratory Bird Treaty Act, the MBTA. This means it is illegal to harm or harass them, their nests, or their young.
Okay. Do I look like a bird harasser? I'm not going to harass anybody.
Give it 3 days. She's going to be harassing them.
Oh, yeah.
It's loud.
That noise every day.
It is loud.
End of August.
Oh, God.
That's a whole month.
It's 4 weeks.
That's great. 913-586-7798 here on Dana and Parks. So the meeting between the Department of Justice and Ghislaine Maxwell has concluded. Her attorney says it was a productive meeting.
I thought it wasn't supposed to happen until the beginning of next month.
Well, happened today.
Wow. Okay.
Mm-hmm. And if the DOJ offered her something to drink, I would not drink it.
Really?
No.
What is
if I'm her, I'm scared to death.
Well, the DOJ wouldn't do it.
Well, I hope she's scared to death. What could she possibly have to say?
The truth would be nice.
Good luck with that.
I understand. Well,
yeah.
The only way they're going to get anything out of her is if she strikes some deal to get out of prison.
And there's no
there
way
she, will
she's
be
not,
a riot if they let that woman out.
She's not, well, but that's how you're going to get the information.
As evil as Jeffrey Epstein was, may he rot in hell.
Yeah.
She is on the same plane, and some of those girls would say she was worse because she was the one that was nice to them, groomed them, promised them employment.
Yeah.
You know, she was this motherly figure until you wake up one day and you realize you're a human trafficking victim.
Well, I'm not here to sing her praises. I hope she rots in hell. What I'm saying is she's doing one of two things. Because there's only one person on this planet who can get her out of prison early. Okay? And so she's either playing for a pardon or to somehow, some way, and I'm no lawyer, so I can't figure this out. And to get the pardon, my guess is she would probably have to be quiet. Or start singing like a canary and somehow get a prosecutor, and it would have to be a federal prosecutor, because she's in federal prison, to agree to have you resentenced and maybe chip off a few years.
I think the more likely scenario is she turns on everyone, turns in all of the names, and then she goes into federal witness protection. Mm. It's the only... It's really
you can't hide from the people
you cannot. Yeah. Correct.
I mean,
and she of all people should know that because right. of the people they threatened.
So the USA Today was apparently bored, and they ranked from best to worst all of the Marvel comics movies, all 39 of them.
I think it was 39.
Okay.
I believe it was 39.
Very quickly, to backtrack for half a second, this was a preliminary meeting. The subpoena, the official subpoena with the DOJ, is still set for early August.
Yeah, and then obviously some people in the House of Representatives are going to try to subpoena her and get her. Well, they're going to go down there to Florida, Tallahassee, and meet with her.
Anyway, Marvel movies?
So back to the movies. I'm not going to bore you with the entire list. It's like 30-something movies long. But here are the top five Marvel Comics movies.
Okay.
And I've only seen one of them. The Avengers in 2012.
Okay.
Captain America Civil War in 2016. Here's the only one I've seen. Avengers Endgame 2019. Guardians of the Galaxy 2014. And Captain America the Winter Soldier.
Really?
Is the number one Marvel Comics movie.
I disagree.
The number one is one I've never even heard of.
Captain America, the Winter Soldier.
I think the original Captain America was better, and the fact that Iron Man didn't place until eighth, the original Iron Man is wild.
Iron Man is not eighth, Sam.
Is it 18th?
I gotta find the list.
Further down. I don't know. It should have been higher.
Iron Man. You think Iron Man belongs where?
In the top five.
It's 14th.
Wow. I think most people agree with you, Sam. I loved Iron Man.
What was the original Captain America called?
Just Captain America.
I don't know that I've ever seen a Captain America. Sorry.
But it's all about him transforming from the scrawny kid to Captain America.
Was it Captain Marvel?
No.
It couldn't have been just Captain America. There's no just Captain America on here. There's Captain America, the First Avenger in 2011. Mm-hmm. That came in at 11th.
Yeah, it was the First Avenger.
Okay. Quick break for the news. Dan's got that coming up in just a moment. Sad news today. Hulk Hogan has passed away at the age of 71, brother. Sam Stevie III, Dana Wright. My name is Scott Parks. Here on KMBZ, brother.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.